Well, Michelle, give us a feel on these new books, Kids Love Tennessee and Kids Love Florida. Were there any misses in terms of, gee, we're going to go here and this is kid-friendly, and, oh, wow, I guess the kids really didn't dig it that much?
Yeah, sometimes historical places will do that to us, and it's such a disappointment for me because I'm a big history buff, and you can tell from my writing, anybody that knows me or knows our books knows that I'm big on history. But I realize that some children really aren't. And so if there's not a place that isn't engaging, they don't have dress-up costumes, they don't have volunteers who are dressed in period attire, or they don't have funny stories about the kids that lived on a plantation or the kids that... I love stories about Civil War soldiers, you know, and I love the, like, Sam Davis is a great example. That was engaging because this is about a teenage boy who sacrificed his life for his cause. And so the kids can relate to that. They can relate to those stories and that kind of thing. But if it doesn't have that and it's really everything's behind glass panels, and that, to be honest with you, it doesn't make it into our book. And there's even some state parks. Tennessee has great state parks, and so does Florida. But even some of them, if we don't have anything good to say, we either say nothing or very little. So that's how you can kind of tell, you know, 600, 800 listings in some of our books, at least 600 in every book. You're going to find some things that don't appeal to your family, but my goodness, you've probably got 400 other things that will. And it's better to know before you go, because the number one horror story I get from people nowadays, love the internet, search on the internet for hours and hours and hours, and now I'm getting the complaints of people going to like a dinosaur land or something like that, and not the one in Florida because that one's excellent, but there's some that have been in the Midwest especially that are this close to closing down because they're just so run down and it's like paper mache dinosaurs. And you get there, and what are the kids going to think? They don't think that it's all run down and everything. They're like, wow, look at that dinosaur. You can walk in its mouth, you know, and everything like that. And so, but you know what? $10 a person, $40 for a family of four to go through a paper mache dinosaur park that's going to close in 6 months, you know, is not, it's disappointing. And so what we try to do is keep our tabs on that. We do update our books. We keep them fresh on our website for any major changes like that. And so, you know, it can be very disappointing, and I spend 450 hours on the internet to research every new book. So you don't have to. You know, somebody could do what we do. They just have to have an extra 1,000 hours.